Hey, Salt Strong Nation, this is Captain Tanya Dowdy of Real Chica Charters from Charleston, South Carolina, giving you a report for the Kiawah Island and Folly Beach areas. I will be honest this week, I actually didn't get on the water. I had the opportunity to actually go ice fishing in Wisconsin, which was pretty epic. But I did check in with several of my guide buddies and you know, just to see what was working this past week. And so what I can tell you is water temps are hanging in the lower 50s, and the sheep's head bite as well as the redfish bite were pretty hot this past week. The sheep's head bite's actually been very, very good, especially on those structures or docks that are a little bit older. And again, things that are working are obviously fiddler crabs are the best option, some small shrimp. And then again, what I mentioned last week is you can certainly get away with using those frozen cooked mussels that you can find right there in your local grocery store. So remember, you want a tight line, keep your bait really close to the structure, and kind of do that really slow up and down jig, and you should be able to get some really nice sheep's head. As far as our redfish go, again, these fish are typically hanging tight to structure as well. They continue to be really far back in the creeks and fishing pretty much directly on the bottom, or if it's super low tide, even a float that's pretty close, got your bait pretty close to the bottom, again, is working well. This time of year, you can't go wrong with a live mud minnow. They are certainly very easy to either catch yourself or go to the local tackle shop and snag. And that really is one of my favorite baits to use, especially in the winter. I certainly use it all year long, but I especially like that bait in the winter. So either fishing that with a Carolina rig or maybe just a couple of split shot 8 to 12 inches above your hook. Or my favorite way to fish those would to be on an eye strike like Texas Eye. Just a regular trout eye jig right there on the bottom. Typically, I'm using a quarter ounce with that mud minnow. You certainly can use a chunk of cut bait as well, and that would get you some good bites. So hopefully the weather pattern that's coming up is going to be pretty consistent. Our day and night temps are running fairly close together. And what I'm really hoping is that the speckled trout bite will get back to where it was. So I hope you guys are getting out there enjoying this this new 2023 season. And hopefully everybody will get some great fish this year. So tight lines to everybody. Thanks for checking in this week. Again, this is Captain Tanya of Real Chica Charters. And have a great day.